Thomas London.
Today is Sunday, February the 4th, the 35th day of 2018. On this date in history, 1789, electors choose George Washington to be the first president of the U.S. On this date in 1938, the Thornton Wilder play Our Town opened on Broadway. Elsewhere, Walt Disney's animated feature Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs opened in general U.S. release. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday once again, February 2nd, 2 days after my sister's birthday.
It's the 4th.
I'm sorry, I was thinking it was the 2nd because
but
it was
I appreciate
birthday.
It.
But thanks. It's 2-4 as opposed to 2-2.
Yes.
And I'm all screwed up. I'm still tired. I was out late last night. I had attended a handgun class last night and the night before. It was really fun, but I didn't get in until late. All right, let's see. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who's now a year older than she was last year this time.
Yeah. If you want to put it
funny
that
how
way.
That works.
Yeah, I don't get it. Just another day. And having fun, you know? That's all I can say. Having fun. Here we go.
Also, I'm here in the studio with Bob, who's our producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
And a very pleasant good morning to you, Mark and Linda, and to Red Smith.
Red Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the comment.
I don't know which circle of hell we're in at this point. If it's the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, Dante's Inferno.
They're splitting custody of me at this time.
We're going to have an exorcism inside the studio at some point.
That's scary.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Not that. <Yeah. laughs> We'll have to come in the Yamini Pate Espiritu Santo. I want to go home. Anyway, it's been quite a week. This week we do have a guest coming on, Brian Hyde, and he'll be calling in about 15 after. And he's the guy that was doing the interviews on the Bundys and the Hammonds and all of that stuff up there in Nevada. Excuse me. And we are streaming worldwide, so you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. You can become a 51ster by going to soj51.net, and there's some news that happened on that front this week too as well. The court case was dismissed, and they're going to have to amend the complaint, and maybe we can get some updates on that as well later on after the first hour. excuse me. Anyway, you can also go to Reading Patriots every Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane. They stand for Limited Government Fiscal Responsibility. And start following that damn Constitution, you evil politicians.
That dusty old thing.
Yeah, that
dusty. It doesn't mean anything.
Either that or you can, go to California's legislature and get 6 months in jail for putting a straw in your drink.
But only for real.
Yeah, 6 months, $1,000 fine, yeah. Only for real, yeah.
Only for real.
Yeah, do you think California's maybe getting out of hand?
It's been out of hand for...
Yeah.
Long time.
But at the rate we're going, the recreational drug will be legal, but the plastic straw that you ingest it with will be illegal.
That's right. Straw in the drink, up against the wall.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Get busted for plastic straws, huh?
8-ball of Coke, no problem. Hey, that's not a straw, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Never mind.
How many of those straws you got in your pocket?
Yeah, pull them out back and beat him. Just get a straw.
You just can't even make this crap up. It's so screwed up. It's like, what are they even talking about? You know, I mean,
they don't know what they're talking about.
Gosh, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to reboot here.
What is the thought process on that? How does that even come about? Who is the first person in the room that said, "Hey, I know, we need a law that puts people in jail because they put a straw in my drink"?
We're going to save the world from climate change.
California still puts people in jail.
Good point, Bob.
6 months.
One straw at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what was that meeting like? So somebody actually had to stand up and say that for the first time. We need to make it illegal to put straws in drinks. And nobody in the room just looked over and said, "Shut up and sit down, Carl." Yeah.
It's like,
just
we have to stop global warming now. It's a danger to society.
Get rid of those straws.
One straw at a time.
One straw at a time. I mean, what? Now my chat room's all screwed up. I tried to help my sister, and
maybe
my chat
they're
room's all
onto
screwed
something
up.
Because one could make the argument that Jerry Brown and several of our legislatures' overuse of straws may have led us to the point that we're at now.
Well, that's true. I mean, back in the heyday, you know, the old
a little Peruvian marching dust.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that's part of what's wrong. Maybe it is the straw's fault.
Yeah, when they call them flakes, they're referring to Bolivia. Yeah.
Bolivian flakes.
Yeah, Jerry Brown stain is at it again. Wow. Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
My favorite one is the scramble to figure out how to get their hands on everybody's nice federal tax cut.
Oh, yeah.
For social programs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. Just hand it over.
So your argument is that Donald Trump's tax cut is going to screw poor people, but we are in a race to take what Donald Trump allowed poor people to have. What?
You can send it in for free. They will apply it to the
The new tax cuts are ripping you off, but we're going to take what you do get back.
Don't worry. We're going to apply to the high-speed rail train, because when we waste everything on a gigantic scale.
Yeah. The high-speed rail.
And we're going to make more laws like the straw law.
Monumental.
Yeah. The straw law.
The straw law. That's right. When they talk about, you know, riding the rails.
Yeah, that's a different kind of rail now.
We're getting railed.
Yeah. And how long have you been riding the rails?
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know.
Is that some white walls on that train, Jerry?
It's a sad state of affairs that we've progressed into.
It's surreal.
Wow. It is. It's
surreal.
It's unbelievable, you know. And the internet right now is, due to Al Gore's tinkering, is working like crap. I'm getting all kinds of weird stuff. We've got a caller on the phone. Is that our guest?
Indeed, that is our guest, Brian Hyde.
Oh, very good. Uh-huh. Brian Hyde is a husband, a father, a teacher, a writer, a speaker of truth, an advocate for liberty, and he has been a voice of reason for more than 30 years, and is the co-host of Society and State Podcast. He is Director of Development for Libertas Institution, commentator for Who's Next, and the opinion stated in this article. Oh, I'm reading a...
Okay.
I hope I got the bright Brian Hyde here.
I don't know. He's laughing on the other end, so maybe that's a good sign.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I'm assuming that this is the right Brian Hyde from St. George.
Sounds like it. Either way, I liked the bio that you were reading, so I'll claim it. Take it one
way. Very good. Well, we know you from doing the interviews with Ammon Bundy after this recent court trial. Maybe you can give us some kind of an update on what's going on.
Well, I just actually spent last Monday at Ammon Bundy's house in Idaho. Just got a chance to sit down with him and kind of get a feel for what his life is like. You know, is it returning to some sense of normalcy? And I don't know if it'll surprise you or not, but he and his brother Ryan, and actually their father, Cliven Bundy, are busier than ever. And that's because they have a message that they are trying to spread far and wide. And now they're actually able to do it with the authority of men who have paid a pretty serious price to speak what they're speaking.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they were in jail for quite some time, actually, huh?
700 days for Cliven, and I think it was 660 days for Ryan and for Ammon. You know, obviously, their number one priority for all of these men right now is spending time with their families.
Sure.
They've been denied almost 2 years of being in their family's presence, and so there's kind of a desire to make up for lost time, but also a desire not to miss out on any more opportunities.
I would imagine so. I mean, you know, doing a little bit of time in prison will get your mind probably much more clearly, your thought process a lot clearer than, you know, just out here on the outside, because you have a lot more time to think, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's probably, it's a human representation of the same process by which diamonds are made. You know, the pressure and the heat that they were feeling may have been figurative. But there's definitely a refinement that takes place, and essentially all of the superficial things that we all carry around with us, an experience like that has a tendency to strip those things away, and what remains is rock solid.
Hmm. So they're working on some projects that are coming up. Maybe you can give us a little insight on that.
Well, and I've got to be honest, there are projects that I'm learning of even as, you know, by day. Various lawsuits have been filed. I know Cliven has filed a number of lawsuits. Probably the most prominent is the one filed through attorney Larry Klayman, and that was against the state of Nevada. Ryan and other passengers who were in LaVoie Finicum's pickup have just filed a lawsuit against the state of Oregon and others.
Wrongful death. So
There's legal action taking place, but I think more than anything, what these men are doing is trying to advance the message of liberty in a way that they now have a unique perspective to do so.
Wow. So there's lawsuits going on now. Klayman, isn't he? He's the founder of Judicial Watch, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's a pretty high profile, or you know, high power guy. It's nice to see that he's stepping into the fight on this, and you know, with the court, I tell you, it's hard to have any too much optimism with the court system at this point, especially with the judgment that we just had down here at the state of Jefferson with the dismissal of that case. But I think things are turning around because I think people are starting to realize you either fight back or we're gonna. You know, get swept up into the oblivion of past freedom.
When I see some of the various accusations and attacks that are levied against people like Ammon Bundy or Ryan or Cliven Bundy, I have to remind myself that it's been a while since we have seen examples of people who were willing to stand up and suffer for their beliefs. I think it's been understood throughout most generations of American history that liberty doesn't perpetuate itself. It has to be defended. And that means someone has got to stand up, even when it's not popular to do so, and say, this is wrong. We cannot continue going this direction. And it's been long enough since anybody's had to do that kind of heavy lifting. I think a lot of people have forgotten what that looks like, and so they find it easy to kind of pile on when they see someone doing that.
Well, we used to do things for the right reasons, not just because they were easy. And, you know, that's what made our country exceptional and great, is the fact that it was about right and wrong. It wasn't about what was necessarily good for you as an individual. It was about what was, you know, right for the whole country as far as freedom and so forth. And people sacrificed a lot of, you know, a lot. You look at the founders and, the, you know, where they ended up with after declaring their independence from England. I mean, they were treasonous, and they paid a big, huge price for the rest of us to have some freedom, and we might be seeing those kind of days have to happen again.
Yeah, I think those days are upon us, but I take some comfort in what happened with the Bundy trial. I know the odds, at least to most of us, seemed like they were hopelessly stacked against the Bundys, and yet it was through little things. I would go so far, I'd use the word miracles, because I know that's the word that the Bundys would use. Little miracles happened along the way, and little by little, the pit that U.S. attorneys and government prosecutors dug for the Bundys ended up being the very hole that they themselves fell into.
Well, they were just so zealous to bring this to the conclusion that they wanted it. It seems like they were willing to do and say or create whatever scenario necessary to get their result. And, you know, the lack of faith in the judicial system and the different things that had gone on, at least there has been proven there's still some faith in the American people when you sit 12 of them down in a box to hear some truth.
And it was very reassuring to see that jury as truth was spoken in that courtroom. And frankly, in that last trial, more truth was allowed to be spoken than was allowed in the previous two trials in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But you could see the jurors taking notes furiously. You could see from the questions that they were asking of the government witnesses. And remember, the government only got three witnesses on the stand, and the questions were very, very pointed towards the government's case. Why did you do things this way? Why didn't you do things another way? It was very clear that those jurors were not going to convict.
Yeah.
Well, they started getting some truth there at the end, and then they found out all the exculpatory evidence that was being hid by the prosecution, you know, and that these FBI guys were a bunch of clowns, you know, dangerous clowns, be it that. But, I mean, I think it started becoming pretty revealing to the jury that these guys actually are criminals, you know, going after good citizens.
Well, and it raises the question of, so when will they be held accountable? When will, for instance, the prosecution or Dan Love from the Bureau of Land Management, they were the ones who really set in motion the events that led up to the standoff in April of 2014. But it's still doubtful as to whether there will be any meaningful accountability on their part.
Well, and that's you have the FBI HURT team member now that is under indictment and investigation for blatantly lying and covering up his part in what was going on. We now have the revelation that the FBI told the Oregon State Police not to wear their body cams and things like that. And a lot of this is starting to be covered up and, or, you know, finally
uncovered. Yeah.
And, you know, back when the LaVoy shooting happened and the investigation happened with the Deschutes County Sheriff and stuff, we ourselves down here with the Shasta Lantern wrote an article about, you know, 10 of the discrepancies and the things that were pointed out. And it's in a way nice to see that those things that were said are finally being validated and proven out. And hopefully this continues and the people that are involved pay the price that they need to. And that goes from Judge Stephen Grassley to Anna Brown to Governor Kate Brown to Special Agent in Charge Greg Breitzing, Dan Love, the FBI team. I mean, there's a long list of culpability here.
Absolutely. And slowly the truth is getting out there. Right after LaVoy was killed, a friend of mine in St. George, Utah, who is a retired federal agent, this guy actually trained law enforcement agents for the federal government, his comment, you know, at the time of LaVoy's death, having only seen the videos, he said, well, that was a classic case of suicide by cop. And in the meantime, since more information has come out, for instance, as you mentioned, the Oregon State Police being told by the FBI not to wear their body cams, and the fact that there was no statement of probable cause, there were no warrants against LaVoy or anyone in that vehicle at the time of that stop. This friend wrote me back and said, I'm ashamed. He says, I am absolutely ashamed to be a retired federal agent in light of what's now coming out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, you know, you mentioned with the warrants. The warrants weren't even submitted until the day after the shooting. The warrants were gone after that. The revelation that indeed LaVoy's vehicle was fired on at the first traffic stop, you know, where they first had him, and that he was fleeing, taking fire. There's so much there. And what gets me, though, is the truth has been contained in what I would like, you know, what I kind of call the patriot bubble, the people that have gone out of their way to find the truth and know what's going on and be involved in the situation. But when you get out into the more mainstream public, people either think they're just a bunch of gun-toting, racist, radical crazies, or they don't know anything about the situation at all.
Well, the media didn't cover anything except what, you know, they usually cover, which is pretty much the lies and distortion of the truth.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Then they...
I have to admit, if all I had to go on was the narrative that has been provided through most of the mainstream media sources, I would probably take the same, ignorant stand. And I'm not trying to be mean when I say that, but that incomplete view that a lot of people take that leads them to believe these guys were just a bunch of troublemakers who got what was coming to them.
Mm-hmm. And that is so far from the truth. There's no basis of that's even back early on when they got caught with the media echo chamber that was going on, when those YouTube tapes were revealed, where there was all of these journalists sitting together in a hotel room discussing how they were going to report this and how they were going to shape the narrative and the derogatory statements and the things that was going out. This was absolutely a concocted narrative that the media collaborated on in full view of the public.
It was very interesting to watch the reaction of various media members there in the courtroom in Vegas as the Bundy trial progressed and ultimately, you know, the case was dismissed with prejudice. I became acquaintances with a number of them. I took the time to talk to them, and some of them, you know, were very openly hostile. Some were trying to maintain some objectivity, but, well, I'll tell you, when the judge dismissed that case, I jumped in the elevator and rode down from the seventh floor of the federal courthouse with about seven or eight of those journalists, and you could have heard a pin drop. I'm sure if I wasn't there, they would have been, you know, commiserating and talking amongst themselves, but then I stepped in there, and it was like the silence of outer space.
Hmm.
Well, and you know, they should be ashamed of themselves is the real deal. They should be not, I mean, because they're not really journalists. They're propagandists anymore, most of them. And I mean, you know, to tote the party line, I mean, this is right out of Pravda in Russia, most of them.
Well, and I have to wonder how much of it is a product of the audience that they're writing for, and how much of it is, you know, is a product of that idea, that smugness that just permeates the press of, well, somehow we have to explain to these savages, you know, the gospel of truth as we know it.
Well, yes. You've got a cult of elitism, and I think this all stems down from the, you know, the top, the banking, the corporate levels. I mean, they've been paying and buying and replacing. I mean, this goes all the way back to the cult of personality with Obama and Bush and Clinton. I mean, this goes way back, and it's culminated over a 30 or 40 year period into a place where these guys are just out and out Marxists, and they don't even know it, and even if they know it, they're not even sure why that's bad.
Yeah, and I love the term echo chamber, because I think it clearly describes the mindset that many of these journalists and their editors adopt. You know, well, we have to toe this certain line because we know what's best. And it's a far cry from the days when journalism or journalists would give us enough facts that we could draw our own conclusions. They don't trust us as the people to make those kind of decisions on our own today.
Right. It's about shaping our thoughts as opposed to giving us facts and information so that we can come to our own conclusions.
Yep.
Well, there is, in a way, there's a reason that the press is protected under the Constitution. It's one of the few industries that are really, and, you know, it's a sacred duty and honor to be the watchman on the wall for the people. And when you turn and corrupt that and become something else, you're more dangerous maybe than the problem itself sometimes.
Well, there's a quote, I think it's attributed to Thomas Jefferson, about how it's actually better to be uninformed than to be misinformed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think there's, you know, that old one from Mark Twain either is about the paper. Let's go to a break and we'll come back with that quote. I'll look it up, but it's pretty interesting as well.
If you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest release, and with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. We're here with Brian Hyde, and we're talking about what's been happening out in the Nevada and then the western states with the BLM and all the prosecution that was happening and the case that was dropped. Because it's interesting that the prosecution was withholding evidence. Now, why isn't the prosecution being prosecuted? That's the next question. They should be.
Well, we got to find people to prosecute them, just like other things. Where are they?
I'll do it.
Where's the DOJ? I guess Jeff Sessions has so many things to prosecute now, he can't find...
Well,
you know,
maybe there
you
is.
Know, I mean, good grief. Where do you even start?
Well, you've got to remember, too, early on during these trials, Jeff Sessions actually came out and took a look around and commended the prosecution on their performance.
Maybe Jeff Sessions is a part of the problem, too.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know. I mean, look at this whole thing with this FISA memo. You know, it's just a microcosm of what's been happening across the states.
Well, I love the response to the FISA memo. Oh, we thought there was going to be something in there that we didn't already know. You all already know we're corrupt and colluding and terrible people. There's nothing new to see here. It's a nothing burger.
But let's get back.
Yeah, I love how they did a 180-degree switch on. Before the memo was released, they were apoplectic that it not be released.
Yeah.
Now their strategy is... is that all you have?
Yeah.
Hoping the public won't notice the...
Corruption and collusion, that's it? Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, I know. Funny.
Nothing
how
to see.
Won't notice the 180-degree switch there.
It's kind of funny when it was the other way and it was the Democrats being bugged at the Watergate Hotel. that was a real problem. Now it's like, what? What?
There's nothing happening.
Anyway, the quote is, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you read the newspaper, you're misinformed. And that's Mark Twain. I've been having trouble with my internet, so I just finally got it up. But anyway, Brian, where do you see us going from here? I mean, everybody suing everybody? Are we going to have a revolution in the morning? What do you think is going to happen here?
I have to speculate because I'm not a tea leaf reader or, you know, I'm not a psychic, so... I can't tell you that I know for sure what's going to happen, but the one thing that I have seen that has given me some encouragement was the Wooten memo, which came out from a senior BLM investigator who was actually in charge of investigating the Gold Butte area where the Bundys ranch, and who actually blew the whistle on Dan Love and other agents within the BLM for what he saw as very unethical, unprofessional behavior. And it wasn't because he was so much a fan of the Bundys, and I think that actually strengthens the truth of that memo, is he wasn't trying to defend the Bundys as much as he was trying to preserve what he felt was the integrity of his agency and what he saw as a quest for vengeance more so than some kind of service to justice. And with that coming out, with Representative Matt Shea from the state of Washington making that public, I'm hoping that Western state lawmakers will recognize, maybe for the first time or maybe just reluctantly and finally recognize, that we have a problem in which we have various federal agencies that are behaving as if they were occupying armies.
Right.
And there's a decision that needs to be made, hopefully pressure brought from the state level that would seek to curtail that kind of abuse and possibly shift the debate of the land management policies in favor of the states doing it, since the states aren't notorious for treating their people the way the BLM has been treating some of these ranchers.
Well, and it's been endemic. I mean, you've got the situation with the Red River down there in Texas. You've got what happened at Bunkerville. You've got what happened in Malheur. You've got what happened at the Sugar Pine Mine in Galice in Oregon. You have numerous cases of them completely overstepping their bounds, their jurisdiction, and their ability what to do. And it's endemic throughout the agency.
Well, it's criminal, you know. And you look at the Larry Wooten memo that he submitted, and I believe this was instrumental in them dropping and dismissing the case down there for Bundy's. They're even talking about a kill list where, you know, Dan Love was bragging about the fact that, you know, the one guy committed suicide, they'd driven him into the ground so hard. I mean, this is more than just
That was the Indian Artifacts investigation out of Blandon. That needs to be investigated and brought to, too.
Yeah.
I remember a conversation that I had with Ammon Bundy in the weeks just after the April 2014 standoff. I was actually interviewing him and compiling some information for a book to write. And Ammon said to me at that time, he said, you know, he says, this whole incident has left me less innocent than I was before. And I asked him to expound on that. And he said, I have lived most of my life firmly believing that most people are good people, and that there really aren't people out there who thrive on inflicting pain, misery, or death on their fellow men. But he said, as a result of that cattle impoundment that resulted in the standoff, the operation headed up by Dan Love for the BLM, he came in contact, he said, with at least four individuals who were a part of that operation who absolutely thrive on dominating and hurting other people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it shook him because it left him, you know, feeling as though his innocence had been taken from him, to realize that such people exist, and in this case were, you know, acting under the color of law.
I think what you've seen over the course of our lifetimes is, when we were kids, we didn't have to deal with this because we did have limited government. We didn't have the government out of control. You know, there wasn't all of these agencies that had police powers across the board. So we were living under a constitutional government for most of our lives that was actually there and designed to protect our rights. And as time has gone by with the advent of, taking us off the gold standard and the unlimited spending and the unlimited funding of the big, huge government bureaucracy that's came to turn into, you know, at this point, a huge monster that's swallowing up our freedoms. It's only now that we're starting to see the culmination of this last 30 or 40 years, and people, you know, the illusion is starting to go away that our government, you know, is good, because the real deal is it was supposed to be bound down with the chains of a constitution, because, you know, if all men were angels, we wouldn't need a constitution. You know, you wouldn't need a law that would, oversee men. And we're seeing that I think we're all having a big wake-up call with what's happening now with this out-of-control government, you know, taking our rights away at every turn, at every point that we see in our lives, almost.
It's interesting how in almost every general election now, the two-party system, you know, each party claims, well, the worst possible thing that could happen to America is, you know, our opponent getting elected. And yet, I think the worst possible thing that could happen to America has happened, as you just described, some time ago. And that was when the American people forgot who they are and forgot the principles and practices of liberty on which our system of government was founded. That's going to be a tough hole to dig ourselves out of. And frankly, in my opinion, it's not going to happen until there's a significant humbling of the American people. And in some way, their hearts have got to be turned back to the source of liberty in the same way that the founding fathers weren't just relying on their own strength and their own understanding, but there was I believe there was a godly dynamic
through
the American Revolution, and that's why they prevailed.
I agree. I think there was divine inspiration that really fueled that. But it was also suffering. You know, when you suffer under the yoke of tyranny, I mean, and when you look at us in California here, we're starting to suffer under the yoke of tyranny quite...
Starting?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
it's been going on quite a while.
It's getting to the point...
I live in Jefferson, baby. It's been going on a long time.
Well, but what I'm saying is it's getting exponentially worse every single day.
Well, it's so in your face,
you know,
anymore.
I mean, you know, when you can't even get a straw for your cup. I mean, when you can't even go to the grocery store and get a bag of groceries without funding some left-wing environmental whack job organization, so you have to carry out your groceries in your arms because, you know, I refuse to buy a freaking bag from these guys. There is something dramatically wrong. Now, that's a microcosm. That's not that big of a deal. But when they start tripling your DMV fees, when they start...
But that's just the beginning. That just starts, like you say.
What
then
I'm
they
saying.
Yeah, they just keep going. They don't stop.
Until
anywhere.
It gets to the point where it's so bad that you go, you know something? This is why slavery sucks and people will risk their lives to get out of it, is because slavery is worse than death when you get to a certain point because you can't live your life anymore. You're at the bequest of the master. Am I overstating that?
No, I don't.
Just get on the treadmill
and
go.
I'm sorry.
I think the reversal of the trend of the loss of Americanism, it's swinging back the other way.
I agree.
And it's because of people like the Bundys and the stand at Bunkerville and at Malheur and different things like that, that is finally starting. I think there's another great awakening coming to this country.
I think that we have to have an economic collapse, quite frankly, for these guys out here that are sitting fat and happy to lose their money in their bank accounts, inflationary. I mean, you're going to have some kind of inflationary cycle, something that's going to affect all these people, because a lot of these people that are sitting around in most of these government posts, you know, yeah, it's getting uncomfortable. But their pensions are fat, you know, they got money in the bank, and so it doesn't matter as much to them, but it's going to be the majority of the people have to get hurt in order for there to be the awakening. What do you think, Brian?
I think one of the things that has to happen is there has to be a shift in our consciousness to where we stop looking for solutions from the top down.
Right now,
a lot of Americans are looking for political saviors, and the mass movements always seem to get sidetracked or co-opted or otherwise they look for fast, easy solutions. And I think I subscribe to what Albert J. Nock used to preach, and that was you give society one improved unit, meaning you start with yourself and your circle of influence and you be the best person that you can be. And I would include, you know, that means earnestly seeking God's guidance. What can I do to be a better influence, you know, on the world around me? And then follow that direction. And it does change the world. And it does it in a way that can't be politicized or otherwise co-opted away from.
Well, I think, too, what these guys have been doing is they put up, you've got the guys that are out there trying to solve problems, running down a bunch of different rat holes that don't matter, a bunch of rabbit holes, I guess is the better way to put it. They get, it's a divide and conquer thing. You know, let's chase this cause. Let's chase this cause. Let's divide California up into six parts, three parts, and four parts. And so instead of, you know, coming together over the most important things that need to be done, you get splinters of splinter groups, and they do it on purpose because, oh, let's talk about climate change now, or let's talk about this, or let's talk about that, instead of coming together, you know, on the real problem, which is an out-of-control government that needs to be downsized and the plug pulled on its on the money so that they can't just keep funding all of these things and at our expense. You know, we're protesting everything under the sun that doesn't even matter.
I think one of the most powerful things that Clive and Bundy did was in withdrawing his consent to be governed by the Bureau of Land Management. And obviously that's not without risk. I mean, he spent 700 days in jail as a result of that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately that's what he was doing, was saying, you're not representing me and I have no moral obligation to do business with an agency that's working to put me out of business. And so he withdrew his consent. And, of course, the government upped the ante and upped the coercion, you know, culminating in, you know, Dan Love's infamous impoundment action.
Which was never authorized by the agency itself, apparently, anyways. And The entire precept that the BLM had a right to do what they were doing with Clive and Bundy when he and his family had rights that were listed to exist in perpetuity that existed well before the agency even existed. It was asinine what they tried to do to him.
Yep, and it just comes down to, you know, how many people know their rights, yep. How many people are willing to exercise them and use them and defend them. I know the Bundys are, but, you know, they also have paid a fairly high price for it. If you were to ask them, was it worth it? I can tell you, because I have asked them, was it worth it? And the answer is, yes, as hard as it's been, it was worth it.
Yeah, that's what it takes, is standing up. And you're starting to see a resurgence of people even studying the Constitution. I mean, most people don't even know that the federal government is not supposed to control any landmass. It's only, you know, the courts, ports, and
it's
forts.
Not,
and,
yeah, it's not their land.
It's not even their land that they're managing. You know, they should have no say-so over it at all. I mean, they have 10 square miles in D.C. A lot of people didn't even know that, you know, 5 years ago even. I mean, but there's been a lot of education going on. The Internet, I think, has been instrumental in changing the dynamics of what's going on, because everybody's going to the Internet now to get their news. You know, does anybody go to, you know, MSN LSD or Clinton News Network or ABC?
Well, the Internet exposes the truth a lot more than what they were getting exposed to before, which is nice.
At least you can vet it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They have the option of looking and getting some more information to maybe cipher for themselves what really is going on and what is the truth.
If you look at what's happened in mainstream media, even this last week with this FISA memo, they've been getting their nose rubbed in it so hard it's absolutely insane, and they still...
And nothing has happened.
And they still don't get it. We need to see handcuffs. I mean, that's really where we need to go. There needs to be, you know, if there's...
There is an endemic core to the problem. There is an open and active attack on America, the American people, and our Constitution.
Yeah.
Lavoie Finicum was not murdered that day because of the takeover at Malheur.
Oh, no.
He was murdered that day because they were going to spread the message.
Right, he was a leader.
They were going to spread it further and spread it more and more.
Well, the virus.
That's a virus. Ron Wyden goes to the FBI and says, the virus is spreading, you have to stop this. And 2 days later, Lavoie's dead.
And that shows you what Brian was just talking about, that Ammon was saying about being naive about people wanting to hurt other people. But you got to look back in history. There's always people that gravitate to these positions of power that are evil pieces of garbage, because, I mean, how did Hitler get there? How did Stalin get there? How did Che Guevara get there? Because they wanted to be there. They gravitate to this, and they think that they're right. They're so screwed up that when a guy comes around and starts spreading the message of liberty and limited government and the precepts of the Constitution that we've all held dear for the last 150, 200 years, he gets targeted as a virus from the government?
Yeah, from an elected official.
That sounds about right.
Wow. Wow.
We're going to have to go to a break here. If you want to call in, have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes, as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each, or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in Northern California. Also, what happened over the weekend? Who won the Super Bowl? All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio. And best of all, Christy Larchin is the host, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, hold your smile. If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah?
Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, we're back. That first song was actually, you know, for just in case anybody goes to prison, you know, after...
Like Hillary. Can't say it. Hillary is his first one.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. This chat room has got us all screwed up. I mean, I can't even get in here. I got to get my username back up, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to try to fix that here after the next break. We've got Brian Hyde with us for, you know, I don't know. Can you stay with us for a few minutes after the top of the hour, Brian?
Sure. I'd be happy to.
Very good. And so we'll probably keep you, if we can, until, I don't know, 10, 15 after, and then we'll...
I'll move on to some other stuff. I want to clear up for everybody who was listening about the dismissal. Quit freaking out. It was dismissed. The case was dismissed with SOJ 51, or not SOJ, but the court case with Citizens for Fair Representation. But it was dismissed with the opportunity to amend and resubmit the complaint. I mean, don't get all weird about it. It's not over. It didn't go away. It's just that the government...
It was dismissed in its current form.
In its current form, right, and that was the term that was used in the article that we read. So, you know, but it's not over. The case is not gone. They're going to amend and resubmit.
And we've known for months that there was the need to amend. We've just been waiting on the court to finally kick it back to get it amended.
Exactly. So don't
The guidelines exactly what they wanted in the amendment, so it could be done correctly.
And
so,
the important thing to remember is that the judge told the state to pound sand on their motion to dismiss unless that decision was reached by a three-judge panel, which is what we wanted.
Right. So everything's fine. Relax.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Each one she passes goes by. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes.
That's wonderful. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Dead, 110 people injured in a train crash in South Carolina early this morning. The Amtrak hit a CSX freight train on a siding.
It's a horrible thing to see, to understand the forces involved. I mean, two trains, that's about as forceful as you can get. The engine of the first engine of the freight train, of course, was torn up, and the single engine of the passenger train, the Amtrak train, which was headed south, was barely recognizable.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. President Trump to Ohio tomorrow to talk about the big tax cut. He may address the opioid crisis that has devastated parts of the country, in particular states such as Ohio. Salah Abdel Salam, the only surviving member of the 10-man ISIS cell that attacked Paris in 2015, is going on trial this week in Belgium. The trial covers a shootout that led to his capture in 2016. 4 days after Abdel Salam was detained, other ISIS fighters struck Brussels, and all 162 people died. Worried about the radiation on your cell phone? Well, listen up.
Two government studies that bombarded rats and mice with cell phone radiation have found a weak link to some heart tumors in male rodents. But scientists and federal regulators say, don't worry, it's still safe to use your device. No other significant problems were found in females or in a separate study of mice. In particular, scientists could not find hard evidence for concern about brain tumors. Keith Peters, Washington.
Italian authorities say they seized a copy of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf from the house of an extreme right-wing suspect who shot and wounded six Africans during a rampage yesterday in the central Italian town of Macerata. Luca Traini is being held under the investigation of attempted murder. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
A suicidal woman is charged for intentionally trying to harm others.
29-year-old Ryan Folsom from Oregon had just finished medical school in San Antonio, Texas. On January 7th, he was headed to a hospital in Sacramento to interview for a residency and was killed in a head-on car crash. A Northern California woman, 28-year-old Grace Elizabeth Ward, was the driver that struck him. She's now being charged for killing Folsom, who left behind two children and a pregnant wife. Police say Ward was trying to commit suicide and intentionally drove at several people. In addition to the murder charge, she faces three counts of attempted murder, as well as assault with a deadly weapon. Val Dior reporting.
Wynn Resorts has hired an L.A. law firm to help investigate sexual misconduct allegations against casino mogul Steve Wynn, the company's chairman and CEO. The Wall Street Journal says a number of women have accused Wynn of harassment or assault. He says it's not true. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The European Union is revamping its water rules to address possible new health hazards and limit plastic waste by discouraging people from drinking bottled water.
The European Commission's rules will require the bloc's 28 countries to improve access to drinking water and better inform citizens about water quality, be it from taps or bottles. It hopes the move will improve confidence in local tap water and wean people off bottles, which are among the most common plastic items found on European beaches.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, February the 4th, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including former Vice President Dan Quayle. He's 71 years old today. Rock singer Alice Cooper turns 70. NFL Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor has 59 candles on his cake. Country singer Clint Black is 56. Legendary boxer Oscar De La Hoya turns 45 today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Here we're having all kinds of technical difficulties here with stuff. Good grief!
All kinds of things going on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. let's see. Okay, let's get back to square one here.
Well, it seems like the more and more I speak about the government, the worse and worse my internet gets.
It's weird, man.
Strange.
I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, so anyway,
they got us pegged anyway. So there you go.
Yeah, you're screwed anyway. I'm trying to just get the chat room here so that I actually have my name.
Well, while you're doing do have a caller on the line that has a question or comment for our guest. Are you still with us, Brian? Before I go,
I'm here.
All right, great. Good morning, Round Mountain Bob. You got a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I'd like to thank Mr. Hyde and stuff for keeping us involved in everything with the Bundys and everything that's going on. But, you know, I think you folks are being a little light on some things. I agree we ought to be taking these people that are doing our country wrong off in handcuffs. But, you know, they put the Bundys in prison. I think they ought to take these people and... because they have done wrong, they ought to be in prison, not just taken off in handcuffs to jail. They take them in the front door and release them out the back door. You know, I think they ought to be put in prison for 10 or 15 years or whatever the sentence is. And they harm the Bundys and everybody else They killed people. I mean, the Bundys didn't kill anybody. So I think they ought to be put in prison, not just walked off with handcuffs.
Well, yeah, we believe that, too. They should, you know, be prosecuted.
I know it's hard to say sometimes when you're on a program, but...
Well, no, we have no problem saying that they need to be jailed.
Yeah, jailed.
You know.
I want to thank him for doing the job he's doing and how well he's doing it. So thank you very much, you folks. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for calling in,
thanks,
Bob. We appreciate it.
So any final thing or thoughts or things that we need to cover while we've got you still here, Brian?
There's one thing that I would like to just float out there for people to consider. I think the most misunderstood or least covered aspect of the whole ordeal that the Bundys have been through is the spiritual dynamic that was going on this whole time. And I only know about this because I have been friends with Ryan Bundy for about 12 years and was there at Bundy Ranch on April 12th of 2014, and have been privy to a number of things, you know, that has happened with his family. And I'm not trying to turn this into a sermon or anything, but I wish more people understood that the Bundys are truly humble people. And when I say they're humble people, I mean they are people who seek divine guidance, and they seek the hand of divine providence in every aspect of their lives. And I believe that that has been seen. I think that they would be the first to give credit to God for the miracle of their case being dismissed with prejudice. I think that it's an aspect of this fight that can't be overlooked, because a lot of the problems that we're facing aren't just political or economic in nature. There's a spiritual root to many of them. And I think that's where any real solutions are ultimately going to have to start.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Benjamin Franklin said that this Constitution was set up for a moral people, and it would be wholly inadequate for anybody else. And I think that's where our power was generated from, was the fact that all creeds or colors, it was about following God's laws, the Ten Commandments, do unto your neighbor as you'd have him do unto you. We that's how we got along. That's how we had a civil society, is that because we came up from not just the medieval, it was to break away from government control of everything so that we could actually govern ourselves under the guidance of God. And I think that if you do miss that, you miss the foundation of everything that the Constitution was based on.
That's our foundation.
Yeah.
And without that, we have no foundation, and so we get awry very easily.
Yeah. And whether
so with that in mind, then it would behoove all of us who are seeking to spread the message of liberty or to advance the cause of liberty to really ponder on a personal level. What does it mean to be a virtuous person? And some of those answers may differ slightly, but I'll bet you we'd find about 98% common ground on what is meant by virtue. And I think, again, the founding generation was a good example of this. They didn't march in lockstep on everything, but there was a virtue that permeated their society that had an undeniable effect on their ability to stand for moral truth.
Well, and prosperity comes along with that, and happiness comes along with it. Those guidance of, not stealing and not killing and respecting your parents. Yeah,
basic fundamentals that every man
should be able to agree upon. Because when you take those away, you get people like Dan Love at the BLM. You get people across the board that don't think there's anything wrong with hurting other people.
But there does have to be an understanding, as Brian was pointing out earlier, that Eamon said... It kind of shook him. He didn't understand. There is evil people out there that are, and there is a large cross section in this country, unfortunately, that
believe in nothing.
We're not going to be on common ground. We're not. They actually have been taught and believe to hate and despise me and everything that I stand for and that I believe in. And there is no settling of that issue cordially. There has to be a reckoning one way or the other. Unfortunately,
I would say also at the same time, when you stand for what is right. When you've won the biggest battle, which is with yourself, you know, to understand and know what you believe in and who you are, you don't have to prove yourself to those who would be your detractors. And your influence, you develop a kind of gravity that will absolutely influence people around you and make them want to know, what is it that you know? How come you can stand firm, you know, when other people are, you know, running for the shadows so that they don't draw any attention? And that kind of courage is contagious. And I think, again, this goes back to one of the reasons Lavoie Finicum, his life was taken, because he was a very courageous individual, and he was having very clear impact on the people who spoke with him.
Mm. Yet there exist people within power and control that view that stand and what he believed in as anathema, refer to it as a virus, a dangerous virus. And people like that, there's never going to be common ground.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, those people, as long as they're not in power, that's the big thing. And then you're going to, if you have an awakening, see, I believe you can have a spiritual awakening across the board where you're going to have the majority of the people that step up and say, we're not going to put up with this. And you're never going to change the world completely. There's always going to be evil people, but you don't put them in power. You don't vote for them. You stop electing them at the very least.
I like how Alexander Solzhenitsyn put it. And I'm paraphrasing him, but he said in essence, that the line between good and evil doesn't run between countries, it doesn't run between political parties, it runs right through the center of every human heart. And no, you can't stop evil from entering the world, but you can stop it from entering the world through you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so Solzhenitsyn had seen some pretty hard times, too. I mean, that guy, you know, out there in the gulags and all of that, I mean, he was, and what did he get put out there for, you know, virtually nothing. I mean, you know, he's a political prisoner because of his beliefs. So I think that a guy like that that can hold fast to that kind of thinking really, you know, gives you a lot of hope for the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 15 after. We got to go to a break, and we're going to have to get on, and we got some other news that we got to get to, but we really appreciate you coming on, Brian, and you know, we want to have you back if possible and give us updates every now and then on what's going on.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me on today.
Very
good.
Thanks, Brian. All right.
Have a great day.
All right. Very good.
And with that, we're going to go to a break.
Let's go to a break.
All right. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man from Earth. Be there as a retirement party for a far too young professor leads to more questions than answers for a group of friends wishing farewell. Is he immortal or is he an imposter? Only he knows for sure. Written by Jerome Bixby, directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Running January 20th through February 10th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Only at Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations.
I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Music for the rest of the hour.
That's not a horrible idea either.
Good God.
A little rock and talk action.
We don't have to talk about all this stupid crap.
It was the Russians.
Yeah.
Dirty Russians.
We could play one toke over the line.
You know, Schiff actually said today that the Second Amendment is being promoted by the Russians in the hopes that we all just murder ourselves. So now the Second Amendment is a communist conspiracy.
Oh, my.
Where do we find these people?
Well, it's just like the whole Hillary thing and the FISA memo. Where are we going here? I mean, you know, they're threatening Congress now, the FBI and the CIA, if they bring out these things. It's just insane right now. I don't even know.
Who in the hell does the FBI and CIA think they are?
They are law enforcement.
They are it.
Yeah, they are
capable. Don't you know that?
And they are authorized and existed because of who?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Let's see. I want the door. Can I have the curtain? I want the curtain.
What's behind door number three?
I want the curtain. I don't want what's in the box because that could go bad for me.
Good.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I mean, gee, Congress is supposed to have oversight over the FBI, CIA, mm-hmm. You know, but does that matter anymore?
You're fired.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to be fired.
Yeah.
You know, then
but
you got...
It makes you wonder how many of these political hacks are complacent due to the fact that these intelligence agencies have been doing exactly what they think they have and been illegally spying on Americans and have the dirt on these guys.
Well, voting in more power to the FISA court.
Yeah. What happened to the Patriot Act was a temporary measure.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't get it, you know. So now you got...
I never understood all the people that cheered George W. Bush. Really? Thanks for the Patriot Act,
yeah.
George.
Yeah. Well, you know, Greg Jarrett's now saying that the second source is confirmed in a meeting with Deputy AG Rosenstein. Rosenstein used the power of his office to threaten to subpoena and call the techs. In other words, you know, if they don't stop investigating the DOJ and the FBI, he's threatening, you know,
threatening them with what?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, threatened to subpoena the calls and texts. So,
who the hell does he think he is?
I know. Yeah.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Ain't that
everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
So it's actually a crime for a government official to use his office to threaten anyone, including a member of Congress. I mean, you know, so. But I mean, if you're going to threaten somebody, you might as well go. You might as well go high. You know, aim high. You know, and I'm pretty sure they haven't been threatening Trump and his family and all those guys. I'm sure either, right?
No.
Yeah. So you know, wasn't it funny that on the way to West Virginia that somebody parks a truck on the railroad tracks? Did anybody notice that? I mean, with the train full of congressmen going there that have the House Intel.
I mean, this morning they had like their fifth wreck in like a month and a half.
They had a derailment in, I believe it was South Carolina.
They hit a CSX train.
Two Amtrak employees were killed in that incident this morning.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. All I know is that everything has gone bat crap crazy across the board.
It is.
Or is it just me?
No, it's crazy.
It's been going crazy.
It's accelerating.
Spinning. Yeah, it keeps spinning more.
You got James Comey going out, you know, tweeting, "That's it? That's all you got?" You know, you
corruption and collusion.
You've ruined everything.
How do you like me now? Why should you investigate anymore if that's all you got?
Well,
you know?
I mean, his circular reasoning is that's all you got, and in the meantime, he admits that the thing has screwed the pooch on everything. It's destroyed the trust with the Intelligence Committee, damaged the relationship with the FISA Court, inexcusably exposed classified investigations of American citizens. Huh?
That's all?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
All you got.
Oh, no! Move along!
We suck again!
illegal targeting of American citizens with the FISA Court. That's it?
That's all you know about?
I'm beginning to think...
That's a total nothing burger compared to the shit we usually do. Oh, whoops.
Sorry,
Bob. My apologies for that
one. I mean...
One.
You'll have to listen to the podcast for that one.
Yeah.
He's I mean, there's some funny stuff going on here. I mean, it's like, so that's it, and they show, Comey with a weird face under the Sistine Chapel. Yeah. That's
the
it.
Sistine Chapel? That's all you got?
You know, that's it. He's in a scene from the...
The Matrix.
The Matrix. That's it. Now he's in front of the Great Wall of China.
That's all you got.
No, that's it. He's got another smug face in front of in front of the Constitution. Yeah.
Is that all you got?
That's all you got.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
There's another one here that here's your one effing scoop of plain prison vanilla ice cream.
I like that one.
We got another. I mean, they really went off on him with these funny memes. That's it. Here's Comey in front of the Titanic.
That iceberg, all you got?
Yeah, iceberg straight ahead. That's it.
That's
fiddle,
it.
Boys, fiddle.
No problem.
Now we've got another picture of a chessboard. King in the corner, queen, total checkmate. That's it? He's on the moon now. He's on the moon now. That's it?
Total dead to rights, corruption, and collusion to sway an American presidential election. And this idiot's response is, oh, that's all? We thought there was something bad in there.
Comey, can the larger inauguration crowds get, when he's president, get any bigger? That's it. Oh, yeah, another one, I mean, and it goes on and on and on and on.
Do we have a caller on the line, Bob?
When do these people start to get prosecuted?
I need to see cuffs. I do. I need to see someone get cuffs.
You want my faith back in the American system? These people go to prison.
Someone's got to go to jail. Yeah.
Hi, Lori would like to chime in.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lori.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning. Excellent guest, whoever found and booked the
That was me, but at the suggestion of Raleigh Sally, who's always behind the scenes.
Really, very articulate and just a compassionate thing to listen to today, because sometimes we just have to pull out of our brains for a couple seconds and be in our heart, and just listening to what continues to unfold there is just astonishing, and just wanted to thank you for that one. The previous program, State of Jefferson, I wanted to call in, but when both lines have a guest on it, you can't. And you started your show a little bit inferring, I think, Red, with this whole thing. Do we have the Constitution? And we sometimes, you know, do refer to it as like, well, dust off that, you know, raggy piece of paper. What's going on? Because I'm still not convinced 100% that we do have a Constitution. And if it was suspended and is a corporate document under corporate law, it's a de facto in name only. We still say USA. We still, you know, Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem and all these other things that rile people up. I'm not sure that the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Council of Foreign Nations have not really taken us over, because it explains why you guys are talking about everything every week. Why is this happening? Comey and just this craziness with the Brown Empire, you know, Brown. And
if you distill everything down, whether it's greed, lust, want for power, it boils down to evil is why it's happening. And the fact of the matter, even if the Constitution was a corporate document or all of those other things, it matters not in the least to me, because those are rights guaranteed and affirmed to me by God, not the Constitution of the United States of America. It just confirms what has already been given to me as my creator.
Law.
And I don't care who wrote the document or confirms it or anything, because those are mine and you can't take them away, and you try, we're going to have a hell of a problem.
Yeah, it's the American people that have to stand up no matter what and say, this is, we can't keep going in this direction. And they are. I mean, the Congress is starting to get a little backbone, because they wouldn't even investigate this crap. And if Hillary would have got elected, would we see any of this?
They could go and tear up the Constitution on national television, and it wouldn't change one damn thing, because those rights are inherent to me.
It would just cause a civil war sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's like the spirit of the document, and it's like, okay, if Roosevelt did whatever in the 1930s or 1911, or pick a day, pull it out of the hat. At this point, what, you know, like Hillary said, does it matter? I mean, I agree that, but it still adds, I think, to some distraction for people that. Getting these tangles and arguments with people about, well, you know, is it a de facto government? And we are, you know, a corporation run by, what, NASA, and fill in the blank.
That's all baloney. That's all baloney. It is. That's all baloney. That's just a side distraction from the real fight, which is that we have rights that are guaranteed by God. And they just have been codified in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And that is still the law of the land. But if nobody follows it, if we say, hey, we all have gun rights, and every time they pass a law, you just go, okay, that's all right. See, that's the problem.
Well, in keeping with this conversation and wrap up is, then we should actually have our State of Jefferson by now. It's been how many times attempted, and it's like the spirit of the representation. Then I don't even know why we're tangling so badly with these lawyers and hearings and three-panel court. And I mean, just the process alone is just mind-numbing.
Well, if you think about it, 2% of the colonists went out against the English, and they won the. So you're never going to get the whole population on board with anything.
And the thing with the court case and all of that too is, as maybe frustrating as the process is, it's our process. It's our process that we, the people, have developed and allowed to exist. And how can we justify anything else if we do not exhaust our options
in
our own system that we've created first?
Well, and thank you for your show, because we have to wake up the whole connection with the land grabs, the Bundy Ranch, the UN Agenda 21, Climate Action Plan. There is so much going on faster than we realize if we don't start to...
Well, there is an awakening. There is an awakening, Lori, and it's happening as we sit around. I mean, you can't look around anymore. Things have changed dramatically just from a year ago or 2 years ago or three or four years ago. Things are changing rapidly because people are waking up to the fact that you can't just live your lives and avoid this.
And you've got to keep going.
It's insane.
And the more that we force their hand, the tighter they have to squeeze, and the tighter they have to squeeze, the worse it gets.
Yeah, it's kind of like during the French Revolution. You got 20 people in a cart, and one guy with a gun telling everybody, "We're heading to the guillotines," and they all walked them right to the guillotines and chopped all their heads off. At some point in time, somebody should have woke up and said, "Hey, rush that guy, even if he gets two of us in a rush." We're not going to the guillotine.
Right.
That's the real issue, is that you have to wake up enough to say, we're not going to the guillotine. I don't care.
And we got to keep marching on. We got to keep fighting, like you said. You got to keep going.
And trying to get people to these Patriot meetings or other similar meetings, it's just astonishing how many people are still just willfully blind and cowards.
Well, until it affects them personally or is so bad that they can't ignore it. And some people get used to living in a way that most of us wouldn't. But you just ignore them and move on to the people that you can't reach out to. That's exactly right.
And then you know what? It will be called the last straw. Get it? All right, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Very good, Lori.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark went up on the wall for her on that one.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Very good.
But we can't give up. We got to keep marching forward.
And we got another caller.
Beware of straw man arguments.
Straw man.
We do. We have Terry.
We have Terry somewhere in California.
Somewhere in California. Terry Raposa.
Good morning.
Are you there, sir?
Deep from
good morning, everybody.
Territory.
In the deep state.
Yes, we are.
We're behind enemy lines.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Go ahead, okay. Terry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to not talk all at the same time. But, yeah, we're down here in Redondo Beach, and it's beautiful here. The average home is about $1.5 million, and it's about the size of maybe your trailer, Mark. maybe a bit of a false economy, would you say? But there's a lot of things happening all over California. I want to encourage people tomorrow night to come to the Reading Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock. We will be talking about the court case, where we go from here, 4 special events we have coming up, including a press conference in front of the Robert Matsui Courthouse. We'll be talking about many, many things, and we'll be answering questions for folks. That's at 3276 Bocelli Lane tomorrow night at the Eagle's Nest Church at 6 o'clock, and we'll have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. What we're doing is we're streaming this live on Facebook worldwide. It'll be streamed live. What you do is you get on either Rally Sally's Facebook page, you friend her, or you get on iHeart Jefferson, and you get on there and you friend that. And you get on those two websites, and that'll give you a live stream into this. There's many, many things that happened. There's some information that came out that's not accurate. Mark and Wynn and myself have been on with the attorneys over the last 3 nights. In fact, when we got here to Redondo Beach, as we landed in the airport, in the LAX airport, we had texts and messages from the attorneys and from Wynn, and Mark was just coming in from Australia at the same time, actually came to San Francisco, then landed in the Medford airport, and basically we were on the phone Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Friday night there was another meeting, last night there was one, and if you folks haven't had a chance to listen to the radio program this morning, Gary Zerman, one of our attorneys, was very articulate in the position that the judge holds and where we're moving here, and really and truly that this case is historical. But we'll be able to answer a lot of questions because there's a lot of misunderstanding on what's going on in this court case, what's going on now, what's happening with the amended complaint and the time frame she gave us and what that entails, and we'll be able to clear a lot of that up tomorrow night. But you guys are right, and your callers have been exceptional in the fact that, hey, it really is time to take the gloves off. We have to understand that we can't just say stupid things, but it's about time we quit the mamby-pamby crap that a lot of people are doing, not understanding what's going on with our government. And your first guest, or your last guest, certainly brought that to the forefront. So, you know, you guys are having a great show. Thanks for standing up, you guys, like you always do. But it's time now to articulate, get to the facts, and we need to start going forward, as Lori said.
Yep.
You can do it!
Yep, we can do it. That's exactly right. Very good.
We have to do it.
Well, we do. I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, when you stop and think about how the federal government and the state of California, I mean, we have a governor that basically has been seditious. You can't make an agreement with a foreign country. You can't go out to the world and say that you're the liaison for the United States of America on climate accord. You can't do that. That's against the law. You can't have attorney general in a state say that, well, you know, we're going to arrest you, Mr. Businessman, if you comply with the Constitution of the United States and federal regulation. Even though they have the jurisdiction, we're going to do that. And our lawmakers have almost gone to the point of saying, you know what, we're just tired of this. We're just going to leave. We're going to leave the Union. We're just going to leave the United States. We're just going to leave and create our own country. Well, gosh, folks, at what point is that sedition?
Yeah, and that does open the doors for some different avenues from a legal aspect as well, and the federal government coming in and helping curb that criminality.
So where is the federal government? I mean, stop and think about some of these things. You know, we've had great people, a good person like Gregory Cheadle, you know, who went back there and Trump had him in his inauguration and singled him out. Well, Gregory virtually started off with the Tea Party and started off with the folks there. I mean, you know, when he decided to run for office, frankly, Sally and I were the first place he came to when he wanted to run against Wally Herger to talk to us. Then you have Preston Sharp, a wonderful little boy, in his beautiful, wonderful mother, and they go back there, and gosh, you know, where was the first place that they came to? It was the Reading Patriots, and we supported that. We love them. What a great little man he is. You know, and so where are you, executive branch?
Yep.
Folks, you want to do something? Get on the phone and call the White House today. Not tomorrow, not 5 minutes from now, right now. Get on there and call. Hey, we're up here with 23 other counties. We're looking for liberty. The president has recognized two of our citizens that are emphatically and totally agree with us on the fact that we have sedition going on in our state. They're breaking the law. What say you, President Trump? Where are you, my good friend? Where are you, President Trump? How come we need you to come to our aid right now? Right now. This is the end game, folks. And if we don't stand now, then there is no tomorrow. We need to stand now.
Well, there you have it.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
I can't speak for others, but you're going to have to kill me to get rid of me.
Yeah, well... We probably should go to a break. We got about 15, 20 minutes left.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Pleased to meet you.
Take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise.
We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Oh yeah.
Vermont Radio, kind of free fire media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, we've been talking about what we usually talk about, which is how to control government, and we need to get more involved and rein them in. You know, President Trump needs to step up. I mean, this executive order blocking the property and persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption that he put together and was out there on December 21st. I got to say, I can't think that this guy's going to sit back too much longer. I really can't. You read this.
How much longer are the American people going to sit back?
I don't know. You read this, and they're talking. He's invoking the National Emergencies Act, Emergency Economic Powers Act. He's basically saying that, anybody who's engaged in corruption and so forth, and human rights trafficking, anything to do with government contracts, and you can read the whole thing, is he determines that. Hereby declares a national emergency to deal with this threat. Why isn't anybody talking about this? I can't believe that Trump is just going to sit back idly and watch all the wheels turn without doing anything. Now, granted, he's probably got to target some different things because I'll tell you what, the swamp is deeper than anybody had imagined, I believe.
Knew that.
It just keeps
getting deeper and deeper in some areas. Yeah.
But I encourage you, I'll post this on Sovereign Minds' Facebook page, and I encourage everybody to start getting involved in the social media. If you're not involved in the social media, you don't have any idea what's going on. If you're just watching MSNBC or Fox News, you're clueless. And so you need to get involved in social media somehow. Learn from your grandchildren, something. But it's not that hard. And get involved and get different information than you're getting from the mainstream Prolo feed.
And with that, yeah. I believe we've got a caller from Happy Valley. We have Laura on the line. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. First off, first time caller. I like your radio show. It's very informative. It's the only place I hear anything about because I hate social media. I won't mess with computers. The only place I hear about the Bundy case and the Hammonds, and yes, I'm the crazy goat lady out here in Happy Valley. I'm outside with my chickens, goats, dogs, and looking at my Jefferson flag flying under my American flag. But why I'm calling, please, people, call the White House. I'll give you. I hope this is the right number: 202-456-1111. When you're calling, as Mr. The last caller was talking about, I would like everyone to please also ask Trump, President Trump, who I am fully behind, to pardon the Hammonds.
I think there's a petition going on that one, but I have to check.
That's being worked on.
Okay, I can barely hear you, sir.
I believe there's a petition getting put together for that, but and that should be available at some point from the White House petition. I think it's whitehouse.gov petition. / petition. But we'll get that up on the website, and we'll get that information out as well.
Yeah, the Hammonds have not been forgotten. That's the next thing, is they need to go free, and the people that are responsible for what they did to put them there need to pay the price too.
Okay, well, I thank you much for what you guys do.
Hey,
all right,
thanks for calling in.
And then
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. And then we got Billy Bob from Palisadro. What can we do for you, Billy Bob?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, great show as usual. I listen to you religiously. Hey, I wanted to just bring a brief accolade to your crew. Everybody involved, and what patriotism you guys display. And what I have to say is simply keep it up. And again, with your endeavors, I know it's hard and it's difficult to get the gumption to do this, but with Terry LaPosa and all these people, man, we've got a nucleus of patriots in this area. And I absolutely applaud every one of them, and Lori and all of the colors, Brown Mountain Bob and everybody. So anyway, thank you for the show, and I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out here stroking away. We're trying to get it done. And I think we've made a lot of headway. We've been at this for what, I originally got on about six years ago. I mean, it seems like boom, like that. I mean,
in some ways, and it seemed like a lifetime in another. But,
I suppose it's.
I don't think we're going to give up anytime soon getting the truth out there. That's what it takes.
I'm looking
keep plugging along, you know.
Make sure we got those White House telephone numbers here.
My computer's going dead. So.
Mine actually has started working really good, so I'm up at contact the White House here, but that's not the phone number. I'll tell you what, they make it incredibly hard to find things sometimes, and sometimes it's so easy to find things it's ridiculous. But I'm still looking there.
People, you know, can find it.
Contact Trump at the White House. Boom, 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 boom. Well, we're working on that. Here we go. I got it. Here's the switchboard lines. All right. So phone numbers are, comment line is 202-456-6213. And that's the one you want to call into on the comment line. And you can go to whitehouse.net/contact to get to the page here that has all the contact numbers and so forth. And there's also this is an old page. I'll have to check that again. I got the switchboard here at 202-555-1212. I think that's the one we want. 202-555-1212. If that's wrong, let somebody let me know, because I'm looking at this page and I just realized that the email address is for George W. Bush.
Take that for data.
Yeah. So that's a little old.
I still think you can go there at president@whitehouse.net, or you can get on the Twitter. We'll find out and get this updated if we can. But I still think that's a good number. Maybe somebody can call it and let us know if that's the case. We got about 5 minutes to go here. I kind of want to cover some of this pedophile crap that's been going on. You got this thing going on up in the state of Michigan. Our Michigan State University, and there's a study that's going on, and it's talking about that the pedophilia is systemic with the elites. Now, how the heck did that ever happen? I mean, the report makes a case that the sordid history of sexual abuse and cover up by top officials in sports, entertainment, and politics is not merely an occasional event involving a small number of people, but is now systemic among the elite class in many walks of life. Wow. I mean, I need to get the report and read it. And then you've got that executive order that talks about human rights abuses and corruption. And I don't know. I don't know, people. But, man, if that doesn't make you shiver a little bit and keep your kids closer to you, I don't know. I mean, excuse me, got a tickle in my throat. So anyway, we got about 5 minutes left. Anybody got anything they want to add here while we're at this?
Well, I'll announce about Parsons Junior High on February 15th. They do a veterans program out over there at 8:45 a.m., and it's an awesome program. Again, that's on February 15th. You can go and attend it. It's great. And so don't forget, at 8:45 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a great job over there.
I know we've got the State of Jefferson dinners coming up.
February 17th.
On the 17th.
Down at the VFW Hall in Anderson.
6 o'clock?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe all the tables are sold out. All the tickets for the dinner is sold out on that. But they are still selling tickets for the gun. And, of course, they will accept donations for the raffle and drawings. And things like that. And I don't have Chris's number handy. But you can always get a hold of somebody at the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Or Reading Patriots, I should say, tomorrow night.
Well, and the State of Jefferson guys meet at 5:30 at 3276 Pacelli Lane. Mm-hmm. And they'll be there tomorrow night at...
Here we go. Thank you, Mr. Rose. Okay, Chris's number is 530-526-2352. And then Jen Hanks, and this is for Shasta County. Get a hold of Jen Hanks at 945-0673. And then for Tehama, it's Patty Smith at 586-2166. And again, that's February 17th. And the address for the VFW Hall is 3210 West Center Street, and that's in Anderson. And I was looking to see when the doors actually open. And
probably 6, I would imagine, but yeah, again, if that's not...
I'm not seeing it. Remember, the dinner's catered by Applejack. You can have tri-tip or chicken with all the fixings, no host bar. But I'm not actually seeing when doors open on it.
Well.
So, there you go. February 17th.
Very good.
Yeah, there'll be raffle prizes. Right.
Well, I think we're down to the, almost down to the music anyway, but I guess we'll see you next week. And for more.
Doors open at 5. I found it right there.
Doors open at 5.
Doors open at 5. Dinner at 6. There we go. Made it in there.
You have to read your ticket.
Okay, folks, please don't wait until 11:59 to call the show.
Just a tip.
Well. But we'll be back here next week if you want to call in next week and talk.
Yeah.
Before 11:59 for Bob.
Well, keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. I mean, good grief. Amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic.
The what?
The Titanic. Shut up. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington, I'm a little tongue-tied for some reason.
And you've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
You are listening to KCNR Shasta
Redding.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Lexington County, South Carolina spokesman Harry N. Cahill says at least 2 people were killed. Dozens more injured in an overnight train crash.
There was a train collision and derailment near Charleston Highway and Heinrich Drive between a freight train and a passenger train. When we arrived on scene, we began assisting passengers off of that train. At this time, there are no passengers on the train.
Amtrak.